Daily Light, March the 17th, morning. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. He has blessed us in the Beloved. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority, before all time, and now, and for ever. Amen. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. Leviticus 1:4, and 1 Peter 1:18-19, 1 Peter 2:24, Ephesians 1:6, 1 Peter 2:5, Romans 12:1, Jude 1:24-25. Daily Light, March the 17th, evening. One who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Again the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan! For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. One who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4:15 and Genesis 3:6, Matthew 4:3-4, Matthew 4:8-10, Hebrews 2:18, and James 1:12.